St John Ambulance of the South West has got a great thing happening at the moment. I've got on the line Annette Mattaljan, who's the South West Regional Training Coordinator. Bunbury students are given career pathways. What a great idea, Annette.
Thank you. Yes, we're very excited about it.
Tell us a little bit about how this came about. Who came up with the idea?
Well, we've been working in partnership with Munir since 2013, and mainly because the students, Year 11, 12 students, have an interest in the health and medical field.
Yes.
So we formed this partnership where we were going in there and providing first aid training and then doing a crash exercise at the end of it. So since then we've developed that, and last year we launched the cert for in healthcare ambulance in conjunction with them becoming country youth ambulance officers. So they are 16 to 18 years of age, and we train them up to be a level one cadet officer, and then they come out and help us out at events out in our region.
So oh, that's a great exciting. Idea, isn't it? How many students at Munir College are involved in this, Annette?
We had 16 last year, and this year we have another group of 16.
Rightio. Yes. Do you know how many of that 16 last year have sort of continued on this path?
Half. Yeah, about half, because the last year's group were year 12, so a lot of them had already have moved up to Perth to go to uni, but some of them have rejoined our group up in Perth, our events team up there, and then we have about half of them still here in Bunbury who are still participating. So we're very, very happy with that.
Yeah, 50%, that's a great success rate, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And this year's group are proving to be just as... what should I say, diligent and keen and very easy group to work with. So we're very excited about
it. Is this going to be expanded to include any other schools or colleges?
At the moment, we are making it exclusively at Munir College, because when the students apply to do the cert in healthcare course at Munir, they are selected and interviewed, and their academic record is also taken into account. So we want the best of the best. So we're keeping it closed at the moment for the Munir students.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Annette Mattaljan, St John Ambulance South West Regional Training Coordinator. Well done. You deserve a gold star or an elephant stamp or both.
Thank you. Thanks for the time.
Time for a footy update for your locally owned and locally run Mighty Helpful Mitre 10, the man who has kicked more goals at any derby in the history of the world, Scotty Cummings.
I'm good to see that you got the intro I wrote for you this week. Good to be with you, Blackers. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, mate. I think the weather over there is a little bit like the weather here at the moment. It's winter.
That's putrid, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Cold and wet and miserable, but it's Friday, so it's hard to be down and out. So let's all be happy. Enjoy.
That's right. Let's have a bit of a look at tonight. Okay, St Kilda are taking on Essendon at Etihad. I've gone for St Kilda. I think most people have. I think you'll go for them as well, won't you?
Yeah, smart decision, mate. I think they were fantastic last week against the Tigers. And Essendon's good is pretty good. But the Saints' good is probably just a smidge better, if that makes sense to you. And I think they'll get up tonight. Be a great game of footy. That'll be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, we'll be, actually. Now, tomorrow at the MCG, the Geelong are taking on Hawthorn for Luke Hodges' 300th game. What do you reckon's going to go on there?
Well, I'll tell you, milestone games generally don't mean an enormous amount. You want to play well for a guy on a milestone. You want to get up, but that sort of wears out after about 15 minutes sort of thing. But I think, and then you go back to playing footy, but if you're going to get up, you're going to get up for Luke Hodges 300, aren't you? But I think Geelong are probably just a bit better at the moment. The Hawks are going okay. They're starting to build a little. They're probably leaving it a bit too late, but I'm going to stick with Geelong.
But
it's one of those seasons, mate. It'll be one of those games that the Hawks win, you just go, okay.
Typical. Yeah, that's right. Port Adelaide are home to North Melbourne on Saturday, tomorrow.
Yeah, wouldn't spend too much time on this one, mate. North are putrid, aren't they? They just can't find a way to win and Port at home. Or Port away are good too, but Port at home, I think they'll account for the
Kangaroos. The Gold Coast are at home to Collingwood tomorrow as well.
There's a big ends for the Pies. Jeez, I need them too. Daniel Wells playing his 250th. Great. Jared Blair, the wee little man, playing his 150th. Howe comes back and so is Darcy Moore. So they're great ends, but the Suns welcome back Gary Ablett and Piers Hanley, Riscatelli, and I think Hall. So, geez, the Pies were flat last week. They were really, really flat. I think the Suns might just creep over them.
Rightio. The Giants are at home to the Swans. What do you reckon is going to happen there?
One of the games of the round here, mate. I tell you, I spent a bit of time up in Sydney, as you know now, and But the affluent East don't like travelling out to the West very much. So I think the Giants are a very, very good side. And even with their injuries, they get Stevie J back, Toby Green back, Zach Williams comes back. Kennedy in for the Swans is really good.
Yep.
But the Swans, if the Swans get close or even pinch it, then, geez, I'll be having a lot of people looking over their shoulders and worried about the Swannies, but the smart money's with the Giants.
Rightio, mate. And the last one for tomorrow, Melbourne versus the Crows.
Yeah, up in Alice. Not a bad time to head to the Alice, I think. Get a little bit of sunshine, a bit of warmth. But, and the Crows lost to Melbourne at home last time they played. Not that long ago, actually. But I'm going to stay with the Crows. I think Melbourne's injury list is starting to take, well, will take its toll soon, and I think the Crows sitting on top, their best footy is better than Melbourne's, and really good game though. But I'm just going to put a lazy $5 on the Crows.
Righto, mate. And there are three games to wrap up the round on Sunday. The first one is at Etihad, Richmond and the Brisbane Lions.
Angry Tigers should bounce back after their shocker last week, and they were, geez, that was shocking. It's good to watch, though, from the outsiders watching Richmond supporters go mental. But I think they'll take it out on the poor little Lions. And I think Lions were good at Etihad last time they played there, but Essendon. But I think the Tigers win this one.
Rightio, mate. Carlton versus the Bulldogs at the G.
Yeah. Big WA boy, Cripps, Patrick Cripps coming out. He's a big out for the Blues. He's a bull in the middle of the ground. The Doggies making some more changes. A couple of debutants named. They're struggling to find their mojo, but I think they beat Carlton.
Rightio. And the last one, mate, it's the Derby.
What we care about. This is what we care about. Mate.
It's a home game for Freo. Home game for Freo.
Last one ever at Derby Oval, of course. And I see JK comes back just to see if he can pinch another record off me. Just set himself for this one, I believe. I tell you, as I said yesterday in the paper in the West, if he wasn't such a nice bloke, it'd be hard to like him. He's really annoying me. But right. I think the Eagles, mate, if they play with the right mental attitude, they'll beat Freo. You'll know in the first 5 to 10 minutes who's more switched on. And the side that's more mentally switched on will win. But I'm going to go with West Coast.
All right, mate. Good on you. Good to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. You too, buddy. Mate. We'll talk next week.
Aaron and I are still having a little bit of a laugh about Domain Stadium trying to get more heads through the door, because for the Derby, there's over 800 tickets still available.
Yeah.
And the marketing genius of whoever it is at Domain have decided to offer pies at $19.95 prices.
All well and good in the last game at Domain to go into nostalgia overdrive. You want to impress us, bring back Suma, bring back Hetty.
If you want to actually get people in for that last game, why don't you sell the rest of the tickets at $19.95 prices?
There you go.
Why don't you do
There's
that?
There's a thought.
Because really, when you're talking, how much are those tickets again?
Oh, ranging between $40 to $90, depending on if you're in the nosebleeds or on the wing.
Seeing that you're offering pies for $3 instead of $5.20, I really don't think that's going to get them over the line.
Yeah, they haven't mentioned yet. Sauce packets are $7.
Here we are once again. Another bit of a look at some of the news stories of the week with a couple of cranky old men. Earlier in the week, Cliff, Korea warned of nuclear war against the United States because the states are up flowing a few planes around the Korean Peninsula. And now that the fat kid from Hey Dad has actually thought that he's got an ICBM that can actually re-enter the atmosphere after it's burnt up going through it.
How do we solve a problem like Korea?
Yeah, I wish they would.
The only thing that is stopping thermonuclear war at the moment, and that's what it will be, if it gets ugly, that's where we're going, is almost self-restraint. One of the generals in the United States said that earlier on in the week. But the problem is someone could make a mistake, or something could happen that is going to fire one off.
Oh, of course.
And then as soon as the first one goes, that's it. Where is the Carl Vinson at the moment?
I don't know.
They got very quiet with that.
I don't know. I'd like to know where all the nuclear subs are, because no one knows where they are. Also, apparently smelling food is linked to weight gain. If you smell your food a lot.
You've been smelling a lot of it. Thank you. Move along. I got my line in.
Now, a couple of the big stories of the week. It was only like a Wednesday. Donald Trump Jr. has basically come out and he's released his email chain about meeting the Russians.
Yeah.
What sort of a stupid idiot would do that on his own? He's basically admitted that he's, I had a meeting with him. I had a meeting to try and get some real, get a lot of dirt on Hillary Clinton.
If it's what you say, I love it. And I saw a thing yesterday, CNN, I love, first thing in the morning, and they had like this one from Donald J. Trump saying, no, there was no collusion. There were no meetings. There was no nothing. But the problem is he can't sack his family.
Of course not.
I mean, you know, at the G20...
Not now that he's employed every single one of them.
Yeah. At the G20 meeting, I think he sort of overstepped the mark of take your kid to work day when he let Ivanka sit there in that thing.
Yes.
And Jared Kushner's... you just know Jared Kushner is the one going... he's nicked off to Paris now.
Yeah.
He's had about 4 days of nothing... but the White House is evidently in turmoil unless you talk to the people who are on his side. And then it's like,
there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong.
It's all okay. The man's a moron.
Oh, the man's... he's not the only moron in that bunch. Don't worry about that.
True.
But the biggest news was yesterday Wednesday evening when Facebook rejected WA's Live Lighter grabbable gut ads.
Show us yours. Go.
Because...
go on.
Mate, I've seen you.
You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Mate, come on. You? We've seen you run around Pete's Chop Chop out there at Treendale in that green garb of yours.
No more footy bets this weekend.
Oh, mate.
Oh, look, I just think it's silly. And I spoke to a lady who's the campaign director, Maria Zibiak.
Yeah.
They have spoken to Facebook, and Facebook goes, oh, no, we don't want to have anything to do with body shaming. So they seem to be perfectly okay with the fact that some men in Western Australia are unhealthy.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Lead to stroke, heart attack, various types of cancer, diabetes. Okay, but don't point it out.
No, you're fat, you're unhealthy, you need to get rid of it, and you need to look after yourself. For Facebook to stand back there and go, well, we might upset them by pointing out an actual fact that they have got a fat gut and they should do something about it, absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway,
if you really want to know about offence, I was terribly offended in the last 24 hours when people were saying the Eagles were going to win the Derby. Ha! I mock. I laugh at you like a Frenchman. The end.
You know what I'd be more concerned about?
What's that?
Your mate Ross over the wall to Collingwood.
That's not going to happen. No. Won't happen.
Oh, mate.
I read that on Facebook too.
Yeah,
so
you can believe,
it's true, it's not going to happen.
You can believe everything on Facebook, that's for sure.
I think we'll win by 7 points.
Ah, shut up. Have a great weekend.
No, not doing it.
Okay.